The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Go to am1260therock.com and click on the orange donate button.
The humanity of the priest is a bridge to encountering Christ and should not be a barrier. People always say, like, well, if you weren't a priest, what would you be doing? And I'm like, it's hard for me to think of anything other than what I'm doing.
That's what we're striving to discern, is what is God's plan, his dream, his will, his desire for me, where I'm going to be most fulfilled. And it really is through living a sacramental life that is absolutely going to support that.
When you're married, you have to realize it's not just you anymore. It's you and your wife and God.
If you desire to be truly happy, then your life should not be about you.
Welcome to God Calling, our locally produced program that explores the various vocations available to Catholics in all walks of life. Now here's your host, Paul Orlowski.
Hello once again, and thanks for joining us on God Calling. I'm Paul Orlowski, and our guest today is Father Christopher Stein. As I sometimes say, a newly minted priest this year, 2023, or within the past year. In any case, welcome to God Calling.
Thank you. Good to be here, and blessed to be a priest these first 6 months or so. I think last month, it's been 6 months ordained, and it's been a great first 6 months with the people of the diocese, and especially St. Francis of Assisi, where I've been assigned. So.
Yeah. Well, for any newly assigned parish priest, there's a lot of names to learn.
Oh, yeah, of course. We have a school of approximately 300-plus students there, and all the families,
parents.
PSR, the parents, parishioners, just, meeting a ton of people. And they've been super welcoming and kind, generous over the last, 6 months. So blessed to be there, really enjoying the assignment. And, of course, Father Steve Flynn, my pastor, has been very helpful and a great mentor through this process.
Tell me about your growing up. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up actually all over the Lake County area. Was baptized, made the first sort of sacraments of initiation at St. John Vianney in Menor, Ohio. And Father Tom Johns celebrated my baptism, I believe First Communion, and was the celebrant for the wedding of my parents. So sort of walked with my family throughout my early childhood. Then we transitioned out to Immaculate Conception in Madison, so a little more east of there, with Father Sean Donnelly, who was the pastor who sort of guided me through high school, lived a holy priesthood as a holy example, and really showed me what it means to be a good priest.
Mm-hmm.
So
what was your family life like?
Family life,
Sunday?
Yeah, I'm the I am the oldest of six, so growing up just had a good connection with all of them, and I think faith was just integral and essential to our family. I credit my mom is one of the largest influences in my vocation, just her living the faith, her example, her encouragement. The daily rosary was an important aspect of life growing up. To and from sports practices, we'd make sure to try to pray that every day. And then Sunday Mass, of course, celebrating the sacraments, all that was a big part of my life growing up.
Mm-hmm. Did she have an inkling that maybe you might be headed in this direction?
I think I began talking about it in end of junior high, early years of high school. Actually, I remember a conversation that she had with a number of friends of mine, and she was talking about the call to discern. This wasn't a conversation between me, her and I, but I overheard it, and she said the call to discern your vocation is for everybody, right? Sometimes this thought was there that, oh, I'd just grow up and live this sort of normal life, get married, have mm-hmm. a career. I wanted to, at one point, be in the military. Of course, I wanted to be a professional athlete,
everybody.
And that didn't work out. but I remember her talking about discernment with these friends of mine, and something about that struck my heart. And for the next few months, I just spent time searching how one becomes a priest. I had no idea about seminary at that time, mm-hmm. but thought that, oh, well, this is something that is interesting me. And when there's those movements of the Holy Spirit, I feel as if we should at least explore them, if that makes sense.
Sure it does.
And so I don't know that she knew until I told everybody, probably senior year of high school, that I was discerning going into the seminary.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody else, like a priest or anybody, ever say, hey, did you ever think about this?
My pastor encouraged me in it. Again, we never really talked about it too much until senior year of high school. I remember just friends in high school and a couple of teachers pointing out my love for, I was an altar server, and so they pointed out that I loved doing things with the church, loved living my faith, and so when I shared with them that priesthood was at least a thought in my mind, there was a encouragement on their part that I do explore it. And so I think like that acceptance, that support, that encouragement played a very foundational role in my willingness to explore God's calling in my life.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to high school?
I did a mixture of homeschooling and attended St. John's School, which is a Catholic school in the Diocese of Youngstown.
What came first, the homeschooling and then the high school? Or?
It was a year of homeschooling, 2 years at the high school, and then a year back of homeschooling as I was discerning seminary, just finishing up at home and really discerning if this is what God wanted for me.
So how did you approach the diocese? What happens next?
So I remember junior year, I had tried to push this calling away actually for probably sophomore, junior year of high school. Didn't know if this was what God wanted from me. I was like, well, God, why me? How do I go about this? What's this going to mean for my life? And junior year of high school, coming to this realization that this call isn't going away, right? I told you how I experienced this sort of movement of the Holy Spirit in junior high, and it was there on and off for probably 3 or 4 years, and trying to push it away at times, wanting to do other things. And I remember, just junior year of high school, coming to the realization that, okay, God, this calling isn't going away, so I will take the time and discern this. So I started meeting with my pastor for spiritual direction at Immaculate Conception in Madison, and he sort of guided me through the process, helped me to develop a consistent prayer life, praying with scripture, continued praying with the rosary, holy hours, all that sort of spiritual stuff with prayer. And through that process, affirmed this calling to explore my vocation. So he got me in contact with Father McCandless, the vocation director at the time. And I just remember going to the seminary for an initial come and see weekend and being with a group of, I don't know, 80 discerners, 80 men in seminary, and falling in love with the whole process, right? They were normal men who loved Jesus, but also had all these other areas of life that, sports. I was at the Come and See where there was a basketball game going on between the St. Mary's and Borromeo, so major and minor seminaries. And we had a sort of gathering after an event with pool, ping pong, all that sort of stuff. And just, saw that it was an enjoyable time, but also a time with like a group of people who loved God and wanted to follow God's calling in their lives.
I've made this joke many, many times, but I think sometimes people have an idea that you enter the seminary, the door slams, and you're marching around with chanting Gregorian chant all day long through the hallways, and it's not that way at all.
Yeah, that was not my experience. Of course, you know, some of the greatest moments of seminary were the times of prayer. You know, Eucharistic devotion weekend was a big part of my life the last 9 years, and time with the Lord before Eucharist, our house liturgies. But of course, there's also the other elements of formation. You know, just being a friend. You know, doing enjoyable things, enjoying meals together, going to sporting events, listening to music, all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
Just with that great community of discerners.
Father, stay right there. We'll be back with more on God Calling right after these messages. Father Christopher Stein is joining us on God Calling, was ordained in 2023, and happily right now is at St. Francis of Assisi in Gates Mills. You know, Father, you talked about in your spiritual direction, your discernment process, that you learned how to pray with scriptures, how to pray better maybe. Do Catholics struggle with that, you think? I think I say a lot of prayers. But I don't know that I've ever put my finger totally on praying as opposed to saying prayers. Is that something that they helped you with, that got you?
Yeah, for sure. One of the big points throughout Borromeo Seminary, right, the time in college, was praying with scripture, a process, a prayer called Lectio Divina. So breaking open the Word, really just allowing, I focused usually on the Sunday Gospel for the upcoming week, and allowing that word to sort of permeate your life. And I think sometimes we approach scripture, wanting a predetermined answer. But I think, you know, going into scripture with an open mind that God is there, I'm going to encounter God. He's going to speak to me and has already spoken to me in this word. And so if we approach that then with this open heart, God is going to act and speak to us, maybe not in the way we're expecting or looking for, but I know in my own life it's been true that God speaks to me and encounters me there through His Word.
At the seminary, it's not an easy journey. It's a long journey, and the academics are nothing to sneeze at.
No, they're not. I enjoy academics. I still love reading. I probably have 5 or 6 books going right now. Always enjoyed the classes, but it is intense, especially going into the college seminary. The philosophy was pretty difficult, right? You're studying all these abstract thinkers. Some of them are pretty awesome, right? You have Aristotle, Thomas Aquinas, right? We're learning all these great figures of our church history, St. Augustine. And then on the other hand, you have some of the other philosophers who maybe aren't as much in agreement with us as Catholics, who and their philosophy comes off as abstract. And so that was pretty difficult for me as like a 21-year-old trying to wrap my mind around some of their ideas and disagreeing with them, but also this respect for what they're proposing and how they too are trying to come to truth. So certainly, yeah, the academic rigor of seminary was a good experience, a challenging experience. But I think it's good that it stretches us, right? Because these are ultimately these questions that we explore, the classes that we take are ultimately there to help us to guide God's people and to come to truth and understanding and ultimately love of God.
Now, entering, were you more of a math and science guy?
No, I'm the opposite.
So this worked out well.
I love, philosophy was great. Like I really enjoyed philosophy. I don't know that I was the greatest at it, but enjoy philosophy, enjoy the sort of abstract concepts. Math and science, I was pretty miserable, and you can ask my teachers or my mom. It was
not a good thing.
No, not very.
Well, God called you in the right direction, it
sounds
like.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm hearing you correctly, in the seminary, I know during about the last year, you go someplace and you're kind of at a parish for a while. How important was that to you, and where'd you go?
Yeah, so I went to Holy Rosary Church as a deacon. That's in the Little Italy neighborhood of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And that was an awesome experience. The pastor there is Father Joe Previtt, who was a great mentor in my life over the course of that year. Of course, as a deacon, we're helping in the participation at Mass, but not yet presiding, getting other prayer opportunities to preside, some leadership roles within the parish, learning to pray with people, guide people, and other, communion to the sick, all that sort of stuff. And of course, just then, the ministry of encounter. One of the awesome things at Holy Rosary is that for all of their morning Masses on Sundays, we had coffee and donuts after Mass, and something simple, but in that was immersed into this parish community and got to know, so many people over the course of that year who just accepted me, welcomed me into their parish, and became like family to me over that course of that year. And I think Holy Rosary created this longing then for parish ministry, which I've now taken into my current assignment and priestly mm-hmm. ministry.
If you're ordained, you're sent out to Gates Mills. Different population from Holy Rosary, for sure.
Yeah,
is good.
It is. It's funny. I was talking with some of my classmates when we got the assignments, and I'm like, well, I'm staying on Mayfield Road, just going 15 miles east. And but yeah, different population in terms of especially one of the major differences is that we have a school. Holy Rosary did not have a school. A lot of young people at St. Francis, whereas at Holy Rosary, a lot of people who were there, traveling more from out of that area, coming into the parish, and then a lot of ministry and involvement with the Case Western Newman Yes. Center, where the college students, I think Holy Rosary is the campus for their Newman ministry mm-hmm. there. So just a different type of ministry.
But it's very important, though. You see the opposite ends. I shouldn't say opposite ends, but very different.
Sure.
With the same faith in Jesus.
Absolutely, yeah. And at both places, just wonderful experiences and realizing that, right, Christ is at the center of all of this and the Holy Spirit, and realizing that it's God who is the one who's called to unite us as a diocesan church. And we have these individual parishes, but that each takes on its own sort of
personality.
Or, yeah. But that they're all, you know, that the Holy Spirit's at work within all of them and drawing us to proclaim Him to our community.
Did you gain a lot of weight over there in that 1 year?
You know, I kept off the weight, but I would say I ate well.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Excellent food. And Father Joe himself was an excellent cook. So, yeah, lots of
the better.
Yeah. And then, of course, the restaurant's just wonderful.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Father, stay right where you are. We're going to be back on God Calling with more after these messages on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. Father Christopher Stein is with us on God Calling. I'm Paul Orlowski. Thanks for joining us. We hope you do every week at this very same time. You know, I read some stuff online about the advice that you were given by the bishop at ordination, and it really comes back to be in awe of the mystery that you were being called to serve. Familiarity breeds contempt. As Catholics, day by day, and certainly as a priest, do you have to just remind yourself, hey, this host that I have in my mouth is Christ?
Certainly at times. Actually, I think as a priest, you know, each day getting to celebrate the Eucharist, there's just this simple reverence that I get to hold the Lord of the universe right there in my hands before the people of God, and that He humbles Himself again and again and transforms what was bread and wine into His body and blood for us. And so at least to this point in my priesthood, that's still been a profound experience at every Mass, just that I'm blessed to be called by God to stand there in persona Christi before the community to celebrate the Eucharist. So there's, yeah, just this sense of beauty and reverence that I hope stays with me for the rest of my priesthood, that God has allowed me to participate in this ministry of His.
Mm-hmm. The as Catholics, certainly when I grew up, very little Bible reading. You know, I'm a lot older than you are, that's for sure. But, you know, the priest would read it, tell you what he thought about it, and that was kind of it. And back to my question about praying versus saying prayers, mm-hmm. I think you can make a better case for praying, do it with the scriptures, as you said.
Sure. Yeah.
Do we do enough of that as Catholics?
Well, I think sometimes we can, as you said, we can get caught into just saying our prayers, which is a good thing, right? Things like reciting the rosary, always fruitful, praying the Our Father, the Hail Mary. And it's great that we have those sort of formulaic prayers that help guide us. But I remember my spiritual director talking to me about praying the rosary, and one of the pieces of advice he gave me is, what's the goal of the rosary? To lead us into deeper contemplation, meditation, and intimacy with the Lord. And so he gave me this advice, like when I was saying the rosary, to meditate on it, pray through the beads, pray the Hail Marys, the Our Fathers, and the mystery. But then as I felt myself, you know, maybe caught on some aspect of the certain mystery, sit with that for a moment and don't feel as if I have to rush to get the rest of the rosary done, or don't feel as if even if I stop praying the rosary at that point, because the Lord has led me to this time of meditation and an experience of His presence, His advice was just, yeah, to sit with that and allow the rosary to be a sort of tool to take me into deeper relationship with God. Because ultimately, that's what prayer is about, right? Living in this relationship, encountering our God, the one who's come to save us and love us. And I think, again, the sort of ritual prayers, the formula prayers, they're good to say and they guide us to that, but ultimately allowing those things then to lead us into this continual longing and deeper relationship with our God.
Do you have favorite mysteries? What's your favorite day?
Probably the joyful mysteries. I really enjoy all the, you know, we're in Advent season right now, and just coming up to Christmas. Just the whole beauty of it all, that God, right, that God became man and the incarnation, and that He's going to save us, and how He involves His mother and other human beings into His work of salvation. And that continues today in His church through us. That's just always been a profound experience for me, a profound thought of that the Lord humbles Himself so much for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me about St. Francis.
St. Francis, great parish, medium-sized parish. I think we have 1,600 registered families, not quite sure on that number, but lots of good stuff going on. Right now we have, as I said, we have a school, and then of course with that we have all the various other programs, PSR, RCIA, Life Teen, sporting events that take place, right? I feel like every night there's practices going on. We have a men's basketball group. And then, of course, all the other events of the parish, Bible studies. I recently led a 7-week discernment program going through the rules for the discernment of spirits by St. Ignatius of Loyola. So got to lead that over the course of 7 Mondays. This spring, we have we're bringing in the Alpha program at our parish. So a basic introduction to Christianity type program where we're inviting people to join us for a meal, a video, and then discussion for an hour and a half on Monday evenings. So lots going on, great community, people who are in love with the Lord and striving to serve God in their lives.
Feeding their faith, I suppose.
Yeah, I sure hope I am. I'm trying my best. Again, it's they've been good in putting up with me over the first 6 months, and been very, as I said, welcoming and very supportive. Right, just kind, opening their parish to me, who is really the one who was, you know, the outsider, I guess, and just getting to know them all has been a wonderful experience.
You mentioned something that always jumps out at me, and I think it's important. Life Teen. Mm-hmm. A lot of vocations have come out of Life Teen at various parishes throughout the diocese. Tell me about that. How do you go about that? And
So Life Teen, they have usually they have Sunday evening mass. We have a 6 p.m. mass on Sunday evenings, and then after that we have what's called like the Life Nights. And so usually, depending on the week, there's usually an area of discussion. So they'll have some sort of short presentation. And then discussion on that. There's usually a game, food, dinner, all that sort of stuff. And then every few weeks, there's, I think they call it an Adore Night. So they have Eucharistic adoration and time for prayer, praise, and worship. And then even a few weeks ago, we had a night where we just gathered and prayed and then actually played basketball. And I think some of the kids, some of the high schoolers watched a movie. Yeah, just a good laid-back time. You know, we do the serious faith stuff, but also time for fun and
mix it up.
Enjoyment. Oh, yeah. And it's been great. We have a good, solid core group of attendees, and it's a pretty awesome experience. Father, and this is my first time with Life Teen, actually.
Okay. Oh, great.
Yeah, so I did a little bit of, like, youth renewal growing up, but at my parish, Life Teen wasn't a thing at my parish. Okay. There were some small youth events, but that's, yeah.
Great. Father, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you making time for us and our listeners right here on God Calling. Father Christopher Stein, St. Francis of Assisi in Gates Mills, thank you. And thank you for listening on AM 1260 The Rock. This is Paul Orlowski. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to God Calling. If you missed part of today's show or you just want to hear it again, go to our website, am1260therock.com, and click on the On Demand tab. And remember, wherever you are in life, God is calling you.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Click on the orange donate button at am1260therock.com.